This podcast features three supposed adults who definitely use adult language. They're also supposedly writers who are definitely not procrastinating by making this podcast. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to No Bad Ideas, the storytelling game show where we take the worst ideas from the internet and try to turn them into stories that are actually good.
My name is Gabriel Urbina, and I am your first Bad Ideas host.
My name is Sarah Shackett. I'm your second Bad Ideas host.
And my name is Zach Valenti, your third Bad Ideas host.
And welcome, welcome one and all to the show where we find the worst ideas that humanity has had and try to turn them into good stories. Zach, Sarah, how are you both doing today?
Excellent, excellent.
Doing well. Excited.
Excited to take 10 minutes to turn bad ideas into the pitches for good stories, good films, good books, good novels, good comic books.
All of them. Our goal is to do it all.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let us not ado anymore. Let us just jump straight into our first story today from the San Francisco Gate. And dear listeners, okay. Anyone that would like to read along, you will be able to find a link to the article in our episode description. The headline reads, Wyoming man calls to ask why he wasn't arrested.
What?
Is arrested.
I love it. What a great citizen. Amazing.
A model American, truly.
Right, right. Just like looking out for his fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
The article reads, a Wyoming man who asked a sheriff's dispatcher why he hadn't been arrested soon found himself in handcuffs. The 62-year-old man called the Campbell County Sheriff's Office on Thursday to ask why he hadn't been arrested after deputies raided his house the previous day. Asked why he should be arrested, the man said, meth use, Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds said. The man also told a dispatcher 10 young men were following him. Nobody had raided the man's house or was planning to arrest him, Reynolds said. That's my favorite part of the story. That this, like, raid apparently did not happen. After the call, a deputy spotted the man driving and followed when he pulled off the road, the Gillette News report reported. The man allegedly told the deputy he had used methamphetamine a day and a half before and was still high. He did poorly on sobriety tests and was arrested for driving under the influence of a controlled substance. So there we go. It's nice. It's short. It's sweet. But yes, man calls in, asks why he has not been arrested. The police are only too happy to comply. How shall we turn this into a good story?
I need some clarity up front.
Yep.
So this man calls in, says, why wasn't I arrested?
Yes.
And the folks on the other end go, well, who are you? And he says, I was the man who was raided yesterday, which didn't actually happen.
Correct, correct.
And they all look at each other like, what raid?
Right. but they go kind of like, as long as we have you on the phone, why don't you give us some personal information?
Right.
And also, like, why were you raided? And he goes, well, I use a lot of meth.
Right. In fact, I am still high on the meth I took 3 days ago.
Correct.
I used, yeah. And 10 men are following me.
Okay, so are we clear? Was this a way to escape the 10 men following him? Was this man just...
It is not clear.
Okay, I see.
Plausible, but we do not know for sure.
I feel like it's good problem solving when you believe all of the facts that are presented. Like when you believe that you were raided by the police and that 10 young men are following you, maybe the thing to do is find safety in, you know, the comfort of a jail cell.
All right, well, I'm gonna set a 10-minute timer and we can boogie on from there. The clock is running as of now.
Okay, so imagine a world, an American hellscape, if you will, where one of the most desirable places to get in that is full to the brim is prison. Where
I don't feel great about this one.
No, it's a terrible world. It's a terrible world, but it's basically the Willy Wonka of dystopia, where like being pursued by 10 literal men, you have to convince the local sheriff's office to let you into the joint to keep you safe.
Is this like a world of scarcity where, you know, the three hots and a cot is like the best? Most
it's really the best that any of us can aspire
can
to
hope for.
I mean, it's like, better than government assistance.
Man, I don't know what to do with this.
Feel free to back away slowly from this terrible idea.
No. With this idea and the actual idea, I am intrigued, but I just like kind of don't know where to go with it and how to elongate it, because there's really just like the moment of please arrest me. And I feel like for, you know, whatever medium we're working in, we're going to need more than that.
I mean, so like the basic, I think that the most immediate place to go is that, unlike in the real world, where the police were only too happy to arrest this gentleman. Like, I think that the intuitive easy answer, the low-hanging fruit, is the police, in fact, refused to arrest him.
Right. It's like, no interest
in arresting him at all. Exactly.
You and everybody else.
Right. Sure. You were raided. Okay. Bye.
Right. And if this is true, what else is true? I imagine he does not get through to a person. He gets through to the like Siri helpline.
Thank you for calling county's office to report a crime.
It sounds like you were raided. Can you please provide your 6-digit raid ID for identification purposes? That is not a valid entry. Please try again.
Yeah.
It's like inverse Prison Break.
I think that there's also, so I feel that there needs to be some kind of ticking clock.
Something's got to happen, like either bad to him in the outside world if he hasn't gotten into prison yet, or good to him if he can make it into prison before, His buddies, Muggsy and Clydesdale, I don't know.
And their 8 friends catch up with him.
Right.
Like, well, no, I was going to say, like, he, you know, needs to, like, connect with these guys who are already in prison so that they can plan, you know, the score that will make them all rich or something like that. I don't know.
I see.
Like, the thing that comes to mind, and I don't know, we don't need to use this, but it's something where it's like the main character is a jewel thief. And he pulls off the heist of this great diamond and he gets arrested and he's able to hide the diamond in like the holding cell in county jail. And then his lawyer gets him off on a technicality before he can get the diamond back. And so now this like priceless gem is like sitting in this like little nook of the cell of like the holding cell. And he's just kind of like, I need to get back in there as soon as humanly possible. Like, I need to get back into that jail cell ASAP.
I feel like a jewel thief would try bluffing in as like a police person before they would try being rearrested. But
perhaps
things get desperate.
The other way
to go with it is kind of like a Paddington 2 situation where
famously beloved movie Paddington 2,
which I have not seen. It's great. So definitely feel free to spoil and spell out.
It's a perfect movie, but we start in prison and slowly, like, we learn about this guy who was arrested on purpose to the great befuddlement of everyone that he's with. And he like teaches valuable lessons about how to be more accepting and how the outside world is scary and awful. I don't know.
5 minutes on the clock.
I feel like the most substantial thing we have is the valuable jewel, Jeff Bezos's black card, Golden Eagle MacGuffin that's stuck in a prison cell.
I mean, I'm still curious about the dystopia where prison is strangely the most comfortable situation, and would just love to hear a little bit more about is it kind of like Mad Max where like the alternative is like wandering in the desert?
I think that's where my initial gut was, and maybe to make it a little bit more grounded, it's maybe just the safest place for somebody who is wanted by some sort of organized crime organization.
Right.
Getting in the clink is maybe the closest thing to like safe zone in this world for this particular man.
And then you could do sort of like a Precinct 13 thing where the 10 young boys try to break in to the prison.
Oh, man.
And then you have sort of like a defend the fort.
But in this perspective, like, you know, like who would be our protagonist there? Is our protagonist like the people that are defending the jail? Is our protagonist the guy that's in jail? Is it the 10 grizzled assassins that are being sent after this man?
I think it would probably be the guy. And I think the first act of the movie is him like finding a way in. And I think you'd have to have him have his first attempt be thwarted. And just like,
sure.
You know, he has to kind of get in. And once he thinks he's in and thinks he's safe, maybe we get the split screen where we see the SWAT team like getting ready to kind of break it down. But I think we'd have to be like kind of rooting for him at some level to make it out alive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. Maybe he has a relation or something who's a cop in or a prison guard in this jail and has always sort of looked down on him for being slightly left of the law and now is tasked with protecting him from his bad decisions coming home to roost and also ruining the one bastion of order where he works.
All right. All right. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Just to give like some relationship between the guy and like the law enforcement forces that are, and it doesn't have to be like police and correctional officers as we understand them right now, because this is a different dystopia than, you know, our current reality. It can be like the Force Protectors, just whatever bullshit name we want to use.
The Force Protector is not a bad title.
If you want to complicate it a little bit,
uh-huh.
I'm aware that there is a non-zero amount of prison guards who make some extra cash, some beer money, if you will.
Who supplement their income?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They got a side hustle going. A side hustle conveniently located in their main hustle that involves tunneling things into prison that shouldn't be there. Cell phones, drugs, what have you.
Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean tunneling? Like not, smuggling them in?
Yeah. Just bring them in. And, you know, just basically supplying the black market in prison. So perhaps this relative used to be in cahoots with this. You know, they used to work together back in the day when he was like first in his jail, or maybe he wasn't in the jail. He was the one able to get the burner phones and bulk cigarettes and things to the guard. And then at some point, the guard went straight. So, but they have that sort of that past.
Sure. I mean, that tracks. I think that makes sense. In the 30 seconds that there are remaining on the clock, is it a happy ending or a sad ending?
I think the guy gets away, right?
Wait, yeah. What you mean he gets maybe there's into jail?
Right. Like they're able to stop the 10 assassins, but perhaps the jail is destroyed. So now there is no safe space.
Man, this is going to be the weirdest. This is going to be the weirdest Dota map that I've ever seen. And that is time.
It wouldn't be a bad video game, actually.
No, I mean, like, you know, like with all the like defend the fort models, I think that like you could do something interesting with this.
And you could do like sort of the Bioshock Infinite, where you have like the equivalent of, you know, you're the person that you have to protect who can do some things, but is an AI controlled character and all that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. We're now in bad ideas overtime. So we're going to draw the line with those tantalizing possibilities.
What a wild, wild idea. I hope the 62-year-old man finds something else to do with the rest of his life.
I hope they're okay. I hope they're okay.
Yeah, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to check in with some folks that are maybe not okay in our second bad idea of the day right after these messages.
Hello there, dear listeners. Zach Valenti jumping into this episode with this brief message. At this point, you've probably heard about Unseen, the latest audio fiction project from us at Long Story Short Productions. But have you heard that in honor of wrapping up our first season of the show, we've produced a limited edition enamel pin of the Unseen logo? That's right. For a limited time, you can snag your very own 2-inch enamel pin and rep your love of the Unseen world. to check out the sweet design and place your order for one of the 100 limited run pins. Head on over to our website at www.unseen.show. Again, you can find the Unseen pop-up shop at unseen.show and pick up your pin today. All right, let's get back to more bad ideas.
We are back, and I have another just terrible ideas that are happening in cars, I think is the theme of this week's show. This idea comes from insider.com. Dear listeners, you can check out the article in the episode description. So I love everything about this. So I'm just going to read you the headline. Woman deliberately runs 49 red lights in ex-boyfriend's car to rack up fines after he left her for another woman, report says.
Sarah, I don't think we can do this idea. Like, the point of the show is to bring in bad ideas. This is like no badness detected. This is,
I mean, like, this is only a good idea. The dude lent her his car. That was a terrible idea. So here we go. An angry woman was arrested in Xi'an province in eastern China after she deliberately ran 49 red lights in her ex-boyfriend's car, according to local media. The woman, identified only as Liu, asked a man called Chen to rent her former partner's Audi, state-run Global Times newspaper reported. Chen then handed the car to another man called Zhu, who, with Liu, used the car in a two-day marathon committing traffic offenses, the Global Times said.
Wow.
Zhu and Liu also ran 49 red lights before they were stopped by police, the newspaper added. The car belonged to someone known only as Chen, who, according to the Global Times, had dated Liu before leaving her for another woman. Following questioning by the police, it was revealed that Liu had come up with this plan to rack up fines in a bid to spite her ex. Zhu, Liu's accomplice, was reportedly... This is the best part of the article, guys. The accomplice was reportedly promised a date if he joined the four-wheel revenge plot.
I love it so much.
Zhu was also arrested, FR24 News reported.
This is the not the Bonnie and Clyde, but this is the Thelma and Louise that we need in the 21st century.
I agree. So I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock for you to expand
all right.
This here new Thelma and Louise story.
What's a guy got to do to get a date around here?
All right. So it's 2134. It's the near future. Society has advanced to this place where everyone has these bracelets that when you put them on, instead of doing makeup and instead of kind of like doing, you know, like wardrobe, these like bracelets
just automatically
this like holographic image of yourself. And so someone breaks up with their ex-girlfriend on the way out swipes his bracelet and smacks it on.
No.
And so she now looks like him. So she's like, let's go. We're going to commit as many crimes as possible looking like this guy. We're going to steal shit. We're going to break shit. We're going to insult. We're like going to go to his boss and like, you know, tell him what we really think.
Right. But the key is you have to like be able to flee the scene. Yes, exactly.
Like you have to like, you know, like active warrants is the key, you know, like you cannot actually get arrested. You cannot be stopped. You have to always be able to get away. And yeah, sure enough, there is kind of, you know, like there's friends that get swept up in it and they've been in love with the ex-girlfriend all this time.
Yeah, been holding a torch for all this time.
And so, you know, so you're kind of seeing them like, you know, first she's like really, really hungover, the like guy that dumped her. But this, you know, slowly but surely they start falling in love. Mm-hmm. And no, like I think from there it writes itself. I think it's just, you know, this like great road movie. And I think that one of the set pieces is they do steal his like hover car and blast through like, you know, 49 red light
every checkpoint.
But I think that that's just one of many, many things that they do in this movie to try to, you know, get, like, you know, this boyfriend's name in the mud as much as possible and to get him in as much trouble as they possibly can.
Shot in the style of Hardcore Henry, first person.
I think at least a scene should be shot that style. I don't know that you want to go the full Hardcore Henry. But my question is, like, is the goal to besmirch him in, like, the town where they all live? So, like, going to disrupt the high school football game and, like, tear up the mall and stuff? Or is it, like, to get this dude banned from every, like, hotel from, you know, Kansas to California? Like, what is the scope of the damage we're trying to do?
I mean, with a heart broken as it is in this situation, international incident or bust is an option.
No, and I think that here's what it is. She's dating, like, the dude that she's dating that, like, breaks up with her. It's actually not a breakup. He's this like high-powered banker or, like, you know, stock exchange guy or something. And she, at the start of the movie, discovers that the only reason why he's dating her is in order to set her up to take the fall for some crimes that he's committing. Like, he doesn't actually love her. Like, he's just been using her. He's been dating her for 6 months just to, like, get, like, all the paperwork in place.
Yeah, got in trouble with, like, some financial issues. And so, like, who would believe her if she's also into some fishy stuff?
And just hang on, clarity, are you saying that this is all, like, sort of backroom deals and, oh, just sign here, hun? Or is this like she wakes up and her bracelet's gone one night and doesn't think too much of it and then wakes up and it's right back,
but in a slightly different place than when she left it? Yeah.
Like, is he stealing her identity to set her up? And then she's just like, well, two can play at this game and I'm going to be a lot better.
Either one can work. I was thinking more of the former. I was thinking more of kind of, you know, like,
like a paper trail.
One day she kind of, like, you know, like, realizes, like, wait a minute, like, why is there this letter here that talks about my account in the Cayman Islands?
Exactly. Right,
have an account in the Cayman Islands. What the fuck is going on?
Right.
Okay.
And perhaps even the corker is that, like, you know, she realized that she may not be able to get out of the trouble in time, like, that it may be in too deep. So she's trying to get him in as much trouble as possible before, you know, she herself is arrested.
I love this. In the 5 minutes you have remaining, what are some of the things that she does in this now, like, high stakes financial game of Russian roulette?
She for sure tanks, like, a big deal that, you know, that her boyfriend was setting up. Like, he'd been trying to land this white whale, you know, of a company for, you know, 12 years, and they'd finally, like, agreed to a buyout. And she completely tanks that. Like, she sort of goes, like, you know, like, oh, you know, Mr. Harrison, I know we said we'd meet at this, like, fancy restaurant at noon tomorrow. Any chance that you could meet right now? I'll just give you this address. And then the address is, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I need something properly.
An adult superstore. Yeah. Something.
Right.
Do you remember Wall Street Bets? Yeah, she started that.
No.
This is the Reddit forum where sort of amateur day trader stock, like, sort of the people stock traders traded tips and ran up penny stocks in ways that.
Sorry. How could I forget? Concerning. Yes, the unforgettable, really.
But also wonderful.
A lot happens when you're on the internet.
Yeah, right. So I'm just thinking, like, she gets involved in those sorts of things, and suddenly his company now owns most of a dying movie theater.
Sure.
I think that there's also, like, a lot of, like, petty things. Like, I think that, like, you know, like, if there's, like, a morning show that, like, is shot in front of a window that you can, like, go and, like, stand behind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she goes, like, wearing his face and is, like, pressing it against the window and, like, you know, doing all of the, like, you know, silly faces at the guys.
Dabbing.
Yeah, exactly.
Phenomenal.
Gotta dab.
Right. Yeah, and just kind of, like, you know, smashing mailboxes. I think a lot of it is, like, probably based around, like, you know, oh, like, I'm gonna go, like, I know that you have a bad relationship with your dad. I'm gonna go, like, you know, pretend that I'm you and, like, tank that relationship and, like, tell your dad what I really think of him. What quote unquote, I really think of him.
Or even worse, make the relationship great, much to his chagrin.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, right.
You're absolutely like, right, like, Zach. That's what it is. No, that's way better.
Yeah. Incredible. Is there a time like...
I will never forgive him. Oh, no, you will forgive him because I forgive him.
You will forgive him. Publicly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, and they'll be like, you know, like they'll set up like a radio, like they'll go on like the equivalent of like Dr. Oz or something. They'll go on Oprah. Right.
They create Father Forgiveness Day, International Father Forgiveness Day with a new fund.
Man. Is there like a time limit in which she has this bracelet where he's on?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's on like some woodlands retreat where he leaves it behind and like she has 3 days.
Either that or like that's when like I don't know how to maneuver this, but like either that or that's when she kind of knows that she's going to be arrested for all the financial crimes that he's put under her name. But no, but like I think that there for sure is like a like very set time limit.
How about this? The bracelets are battery powered and they have a maximum charge of 3 days. And the way that they charge requires like some sort of biometric
ID print. Yeah.
Fingerprint ID or something.
So she gets the full tank and she gets to ride it until it's done.
I think that's great.
Okay.
100%. Yeah.
In the 40 seconds you have remaining, how does it end?
I was going to say like it ends by like, I mean, it ends differently, but like her raid comes to an end when the battery dies and it like flickers into, oh my God, it's just her. I'm not sure where that happens. That would be funny or fit.
I mean, I think that it happens when, like, you know, she's still wearing her ex's face, like realized that she's in love with this friend that has been helping her do this. And it's like, you know, they start kissing and then they cut to the other side. And now it's her kissing him
because
the battery ran out just at that moment. And they kind of like smile at each other. And then the police like burst in and arrest them.
Right. You hear that like. Rien de rien, like that French song as they carted off to prison.
And then I think like, you know, we get like one scene that is like 3 years later when she gets let out early for good behavior. He goes to pick her up or something and they like drive off towards the sunset. And before we run out of time, I think that it's called What Yours Is Mine.
Ooh, goddamn.
Well, I think you solved it. I don't think you needed any more time on that idea, although we could talk about it for a while. That's beautiful, guys. What a beautiful caper. I'm so pleased.
No, but I mean, like, what a phenomenal bad idea. And like, hats off to these people that did this. Like, oh my God, like they are my favorite people on this planet.
Seriously, that is cool.
And he drove an Audi. Deserved it.
Right, like, I mean, like hashtag worth it. Like, you know, like if there was ever anything worth getting in trouble over, I think this is it.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to do our best to keep out of trouble unless we need to steal an ex's car. And we will see you all next week.
This has been No Bad Ideas, produced by Gabrielle Urbina, Sarah Shackett, and Zach Valenti. Many thanks to our patrons for their partnership in making this show happen. And a special shout out to our Idealist members, Jennifer Schneider, Rena Sarame, and Rebecca Allen. Today's episode features music by State Shirt and Jazar from freemusicarchive.org. You can support the show at nobadideaspodcast.com/support. And if you love this show, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Thanks.